Hey, how's it going? It's Ben McMahon here talking to you again about the NBA Finals. I just discussed Game 3 and Game 4 where the Miami Heat won both of those games, and now I'm here to talk about Game 5. Game 5, Miami Heat really just came out and dominated the entire game. You know, being up 3-1, Miami Heat knew that they only needed to win one more game. They came out and Miami wanted to win it in Miami, and they came out and just really put it on Thunder early in the game. I was really disappointed because, in my opinion, you know, Oklahoma City Thunder really should have been more aggressive than Miami Heat, because you know it was over if they lose. So you know, really they could have been, you know, a little more aggressive. And I think the young talent that they have, I think, kind of caught up to them, because once they got down by a couple points, I believe at 10 at one point, you can just kind of see it in their whole body language that they weren't really into the game, and that they really started to have doubts that they can't beat the Heat and they can't win this thing. Second half came back around, and I thought the Oklahoma City, you know, kept fighting and try to get back into the game, but Harden struggled. You know, Sofolosha didn't play much, which is, I think he is a good role player. And Perkins didn't play that good, and Ibaka didn't play that good, and Westbrook struggled also, not shooting the ball really well. But you know, the Miami Heat, got a lot of respect for them, and they came out and kept their foot on the gas, and they weren't going to stop until they won. So Miami Heat ended up winning Game 5 and making it 4-1. So the Miami Heat ended up being the 2012 NBA champions. It's a great thing for LeBron James. Congratulations to him. Man, I'm really excited for Sean Battier. Just a class act, great defender, great player. He was really clutch all through the playoffs and was a big role player for them. And Dwayne Wade getting his second ring, obviously good for him, and Chris Bosh getting his first. I think it's just great for the NBA for those guys to finally get a ring on their finger and move on and not really have that monkey on their back that they have had in the past. So that's all I got, and I appreciate you guys. That's a wrap-up for the NBA Finals between the Miami Heat and Oklahoma City Thunder. The Miami Heat end up coming up on top, 4-1, winning in Miami in Game 5. Thank you, guys.